me and YG actually weren't getting along. Like that.
Everybody.
Nah. We got into it like in 06, like when I first started DJing, like in Gardena, little house party. He had just started rapping. Basically, my boy told me to play his song, and I had heard it on MySpace. It was called I'm a Perv, and it was to the Tell Me When to Go beat. And it was basically, you know how it was like, Tell Me When to Go.
Right,
he was
right.
Like, baby, I'm a Perv. Baby, I'm a Perv. I hated it.
Right,
period. You feel
right.
me? Like, and so the homie was like, yeah, can you play that new YG shit? This like a hood backyard Gardena party, and YG was there. The homie, his boy, Dynamite, was like, hey, can you play, it's YG shit. And I'm like, oh, that I'm a baby, I'm a perv shit. He was like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that shit. and YG heard me. Like, he walked up right when I said that. And he was like, oh, you ain't fucking with my shit. And I'm like, not like that. Like, no disrespect, but I don't like the song, bro. Like,
it is what it is. Like, yeah.
And so I put my hand out and he didn't shake my hand. So I felt like that's like spit in the face to me. Like, if I put my hand out and you don't shake it.
Right.
But, and so, you know, I had a bunch of goons with me, but I wasn't trying to really do all the extra out shit. So, I mean, it was just a little animosity between us after that. But, like, time passed and I was just like, this little nigga grinding and he got much better. Like,
yeah.
And he, like, Tootie and Booty is, like, it's not the most lyrical song, but it's a dope song.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And so,
the chorus is catchy.
Yeah, so I saw him at Element. He had performed or some shit. And I put him to the side after the club, like, yeah, my nigga, you know. We had differences, you feel me? But niggas both out here grinding, so we need to just squash it, you feel me? So we squashed it right then and there, and everything was good. So I broke Tootie and Booty. I broke shit like what? That was a part of that. OG Bobby Johnson is one that you would never believe.
Really?
That I broke out here.
Really?
Yeah, I did that. That was me. Every nigga... Every big DJ out here that do Hollywood, from DJ BAD to fucking Mark the Spot to whoever does the popping clubs out here to Orator, that, like, they all to tell you I broke OG Bobby Johnson. Like, I was the first nigga that told BAD about it, and he played it in Supper Club when I told him to play it. I had went to Atlanta and I met Q manager at A3C. And his name DJ Tunde. And Tunde was like, come to the show tonight. We got a show tonight. So I went to the show. And I was like, oh, this song is it. This is it. Like, so I was like, I'm taking this shit back to LA and I'm gonna get it booming. Like, believe that.
Uh-huh.
So I took it back. I even told Problem. Problem and his co-manager is like, they'll tell you, like, I was like, Prob, you need to hop on this shit. Because Q wanted Problem to hop on the song.
Uh-huh.
But Prob was doing a lot of features for a lot of people. And they was like, you can't do features for everybody. And I'm like, no, but this song.
You need to do this feature,
one,
to my
like,
nigga.
And yeah. they didn't do it. I brought it out here and it was a wrap. After it was out here, it was over. Mayweather was in Supper Club dancing to it.
Yes.
And that was it. That was it.
That was
all the way.